From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Haybits CEO.
August 30th. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it.
First from the decoder.
The skills that earn top grades are the ones that I can fake best. GPT-40 boosted grades on a marketing assignment by nearly a full point on a 5-point scale in an experiment with 1,053 Bocconi University students. Whether they actually learned anything wasn't tested.
Other studies suggest that AI-assisted performance without independent thinking does long-term harm.
The article, The Skills That Earn Top Grades Are the Ones That I Can Fake Best, appeared first on the decoder.
Next, second from the decoder.
AI agents have no sense of time and are not aware of it.
AI coding assistants like Claude Code and Codex have no sense of time, according to a new study.
Both systematically overestimate how long tasks will take.
Codex is off by as much as 10 times the actual duration. They also rate their own work about 20 percentage points too high for long, autonomous tasks that creates a real problem with oversight.
The article AI agents have no sense of time and are not aware of it appeared first on the decoder.
Up next, third from the decoder.
AI sentiment is turning sour as employee reviews reveal growing frustration across the workforce.
An analysis of Glassdoor reviews shows that positive AI comments have dropped from 81 to 43% since 2019.
Executives rate AI mostly positive, while insurance claims workers rate it almost entirely negative.
Fear of job loss is just one complaint among many.
Forced adoption, surveillance, and unrealistic productivity expectations weigh just as heavily.
The article AI sentiment is turning sour as employee reviews reveal growing frustration across the workforce appeared first on the decoder.
And then,
fourth from towards data science.
Noisy text in RAG typos OCR and a gap classical spell check leaves.
Enterprise document intelligence fold.1 hash B13 sources of one problem.
User typos, fast typing transcription noise, OCR character errors.
Classical spell check handles one of them.
Embeddings carry the rest to post. Noisy text in RAG typos OCR and a gap classical spell check leaves appeared first on towards data science.
Next,
fifth from towards data science.
Context engineering is changing. Here's what it means for data scientists. How to apply the latest context engineering guidelines to your day-to-day data science work. The post-context engineering is changing. Here's what it means for data scientists appeared first on towards data science.
Up next, sixth from the decoder.
Sony and won a sue and throw pick over one of the largest and most blatant ongoing thefts of intellectual property in history.
Sony Music and Warner Music are taking legal action against Anthropic, claiming that the company has used a massive number of copyrighted songs to train its AI model, Claude, without permission. They are calling this situation a significant violation of intellectual property rights, which they describe as one of the most egregious cases in recent history. This lawsuit comes just months after Anthropic settled a $1.5 billion dispute with book authors over similar copyright issues. It seems like the company is facing yet another uphill battle as the music industry is pushing back hard against unauthorized use of their works.
And then,
seventh from the decoder, Anthropic's Claude Code limit changes are raised on paper, but they're cut in practice.
So here's the scoop on Anthropic's Claude Code.
They recently announced a change that sounds like a raise, but feels more like a cut.
They had this temporary boost of 50% for weekly usage that's set to end on September 14.
After that, they are rolling out a permanent increase of 25%.
So, when you do the math, it actually means a 17% reduction in how much you can use the service overall.
They are saying this is all about giving users more control and transparency, which sounds nice, but it's a bit of a mixed bag.
It's interesting how they frame it as an improvement, while it's really a decrease in actual usage.
It's a reminder of how language can shape our perceptions, right?
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
Want this every morning.
It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.